And I went to Sappho, you know Sappho? I went.
Tell me.
Sappho was set up by Jackie Forster. And that was a social club in Notting Hill. But they did have, they had speakers like Maureen Duffy and all sorts of quite interesting things going on there. And I went to talk about the centre, and then some of them said, and I was very anxious, you know. Didn't think I was up to the job, really. But, you know, they were saying, well, why do we need another club? What, you know, why do we need another centre? And I said, well, you know, it's good to have, you know, several different things going on. Because by then, I'm not sure when the Lesbian and Gay Centre started, and the London Women's Centre, because that was vital.
I have a feeling the Lesbian and Gay Centre was around 85.
Yes, it probably, you're probably right.
86, possibly. Yeah. So had it already started, which is why they said we don't need another lesbian group?
No, it was only some women who said that, you know, because Sappho was there, you know. And there was the Soul's Arms as well. Do you remember the Soul's Arms?
Where was that?
That was on Hampstead Road, just before Tottenham Court Road Station.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what was that, mixed?
That was, that was lesbian, yeah.
What was it like there?
Well, it was a sort of bar scene, really, yeah. Yes, it's difficult. There's so many things we've lost.
Did you like going there? Was it a nice place to visit?
Well, it was all right once I knew people and I knew people who'd be there, but once I went on my own and it wasn't very... Well, I don't know. I think people were so anxious in those days. They didn't want to be seen to be coming on to you if they weren't, and then you couldn't make friends then, you know. So it was quite difficult, I think. I think we were all in a sort of...
Did you enjoy going to the Sappho meetings?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just that I felt so... unready, because I'd had no sort of practice. You see what I mean? At being with women or doing anything with women, and lesbians particularly, you know. And I think I was quite attractive, but I didn't know that, you know. So it was. I must have given out loads of very cross messages, you know. I don't know. Probably still do, I don't know. mixed messages, I should say. Yes.
And OLN then, tell me about that and how you discovered them and what you thought of them.
Well, then I went along to the first meeting, and that was so different from the Camden lot, because there were women coming from the older feminist network, mm-hmm. and they had a different sort of slant. I mean, they were feminists, but I don't know, there's something different about them. I think I was a radical feminist, really. And there's so many feminisms, there's so many branches.
How would you define your radical feminism then?
Well, I prefer to socialise just with women. You know, I don't look for men in my everyday life. I mean, I can deal with them very well because I used to be a secretary, and so. but I don't seek them out, you know, I mean, the only thing I do with men really at the moment is bird watching. And because we've got a focus, it's okay, you know.
And in OLN, what was their feminism like then?
Well, it started, you know, from a good feminist base. But when there's only one meeting place for older lesbians, say, and also you in those days it was difficult to I think it still is, contact older women, older lesbians, because they were so closeted, so anxious. But I still go to Pride. I mean, I go to Pride every year.
Out of the millions of groups that you are a member of, who do you march with?
We've been marching with OLM, but now we also march with Opening Doors.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so...
Do you enjoy the Pride march, the celebration these days?
It's not the same. It's not, you know, it's...
How's it changed, you know, from when you first started marching?
Well, it doesn't feel so political these days, although I think we need to be now. I mean, we need to be, because we've got so many things stacked against us. You know, the religious right of every denomination, you know. One of the reasons I go is because I can, and there's so many people in the world that can't, you know, they can't even live a lesbian life. And it's that's the least I can do, as it were, really, to I don't know.
What was the atmosphere in the early days? What was probably the first, sorry to go back to dates, but yeah, what was the first sort of time you would have marched?
Well, there were smaller marches, there were Pride marches, and they would, I remember meeting down at Charing Cross, Strand. It was so exciting. It was really, you know, something wonderful to do.
Was there any feeling of danger or...?
Yes, well, there was, because, I mean, I always kept my head down, but we had... you know, what to do, cards with telling us what to do if we got arrested.
And presumably people did get arrested.
Yes, they did. I mean, but they, sometimes it was because they put themselves in the way of it, because they wanted to make a point.
So what might they do?
Well, they might sit down in front of Downing Street or, you know, or, I don't know what else they did.
And was there a gay support for... that told you what to do then? You said you had cards.
Yes, just a card telling you what to do if you got arrested. And I used to think, oh God, you know, I won't be able to find it, you know. I kept my head down. I'm not the sort who wants to make a point in that way, because I mean, partly it's obviously scared, but it's also, you know, what I don't think it serves much purpose in, and it's sort of putting myself in their hands, which I don't want. And also, I mean, I think I'd go mad to be locked up, so I don't. I'm not that political.
Was there any, in the early days, was there animosity from the people who weren't gay as well, or from the police?
Yeah, well, there was, yes. I mean, there was usually a Christian group somewhere along the route, you know, having a go. You were aware that the police had their horses ready for any, you know, I don't know what they thought was going to happen, but we, I mean, on the whole, we were peaceful.
Mm.
And yet, there was always some upset.
But at some point, presumably, it's changed over the years, do you think, as far as being less dangerous and less edgy
thing to do? Yes, of course. I mean, because when we actually saw police in their uniforms on the march, it was amazing. Mm. You know, it was something unimaginable.
Mm.